Due to the graphic nature of this episode, the ceiling fan advises that you don't tell your parents you listen to it.
Just kidding. It's not really graphic, and if it is, then tell your parents that you listen to it. Alright, here's the ceiling fan.
And now, the ceiling fan, on the road!
Previously on the ceiling fan.
I finally got it, Phil.
Got what?
My driver's permit. You know, Phil, we could do this.
Do what?
I'm talking about the ceiling fan road trip to find Odyssey. We haven't found Odyssey yet, and that's kind of the goal.
Hey, Ethan, I'm Bob.
I'm sitting here with Bob from the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
But the fact that no one's been able to figure it out makes me think it can move. Sort of like the island in Lost.
Oh.
Well, as long as this is kept under the cone of silence, and you're not going to tell anyone this ever...
It's completely off the record.
Yeah, and you're not wearing a wire or anything.
No.
Okay. Well, I can tell you then that Odyssey is right in this little valley in the sky.
Man, Phil, I can't believe my batteries ran out at that very moment. I know it. I know where it is.
Really? Where?
I remember passing through a town when I was a kid, and it was it. It was Odyssey.
Goodness. Well, let's go.
Yeah.
I have to drive.
What? No way.
Phil, Jerry,
James.
I know I've led you both wrong in the past, but please, this one time, you've got to trust me. I know where Odyssey is. Phil, please.
Ugh. All right, let's finish this thing.
Here's the keys, Ethan.
Ooh. Oops. All right, let's go!
And now, part one of the dramatic conclusion of the ceiling fan road trip to find Odyssey.
Welcome to Odyssey.
What's that?
Would you like something hot?
Hot. Hi there.
Good evening, I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Mr. Whitaker is at it again. That guy's always inventing stuff. This time, coming up with an amazing contraption he likes to call the Communication Station. For more, we turn to Tom Otterchoke in the field. Tom?
Well, actually, it's not a field, John. It's Wits End.
Yes, that does make much more sense. Either way, you're outstanding in it, Tom.
That I am, John, and alongside me is assistant to Mr. Whitaker, Little Billy.
Hi.
Now, is Billy your real name?
No.
I didn't think so. Do you lie often, young man?
Kinda.
Anyway, what is this contraption here?
Well, sir, it's Mr. Whitaker's amazing new invention. He calls it the Communication Station. Watch. I just step inside like this and type in the secret code that connects me to the other station, exactly like it on the other side of the shop. A pre-programmed audio tone will alert the person in the vicinity of the machine.
Amazing!
Then the person will pick up this device, which has a microphone along with speaker just like the one I have in my hand, and as the name suggests, open up their hearts and communicate.
That's truly the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. Until next time, I'm John Watsonberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
Come on, pick up.
Hello?
Mark, hey, have you talked to them?
Who?
Ethan and Phil.
Kevin, I have way more important things to do than to talk with those guys all the time. I mean, you know how busy I am.
Mark, this is important.
I thought you already got in touch with them and everything was fine. I mean, they were on their way to Odyssey, according to Ethan, right?
Yeah, but that's the last time I heard from them. They said they were almost there and then hung up. But, I mean, I have no idea where there is.
Well, that's true. I didn't really think about that. Anyway, I'm sure they're fine. Don't worry about it.
That's just it. They said they were going to have episode 30 up today, and Ethan's usually pretty true to his word on this stuff.
Yeah, the ceiling fan is pretty much all he does.
Anyway, there hasn't been anything. He hasn't sent me the show or uploaded, nothing. I'm just really worried about him.
Well, maybe Odyssey is radio silent.
What?
You know, maybe Bob was right. Like, Maybe they can't communicate with the outside world.
No, Mark, Odyssey isn't real. That's the point. If Ethan thinks he's found Odyssey, then where could he have gone?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, like Idaho, Ohio, Canada. I mean, those places have a lot of small towns in them, right?
Well, if they don't put something up, then what are we going to do for the show this week?
Well, what if we do, like, a song and a dance? Like, communicate, communicate, just open your heart and communicate.
Actually, I was thinking more of an announcement to the fans.
All right, well, yeah, that'd probably be a better idea.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Kevin McCreary. I know you were expecting episode 30 up today. We all were. But due to events beyond our control, namely the fact that we can't find Ethan, Phil, or James, we are postponing the episode until the boys can be located. However, we promise we will upload the material as soon as we can find them. We encourage you to keep listening. We will give continuous updates throughout the week. Thank you.
Kevin.
Oh, thanks. I've been learning from John Watsonberger.
Ah, yes, I can definitely hear the influence there.
What's gonna happen to Ethan and Phil? Well, you're just gonna have to tune in more. That's right, we got some great stuff coming out this next week, so make sure you pay attention. Goodbye!